Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Phil Lynch. Batting second. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hundley takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Goosen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Holtzman strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Koosman strikes out. 1 out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lins is 0 for 1 in the game. Lins hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda is hit by the pitch. Jones moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 2 in the game. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Weiss catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamabee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynes moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynes moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynes scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Arcia pinch hits for Jack Lamabee. Jose Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Arcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arcia moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a line drive towards the mound. Koosman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 3 in the game. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.